Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Sharon? How are you?
This is her.
Hi, Sharon. This is Valeria from Family Affairs.
Hi. I have a problem. I downloaded that app for the Lakeview Sound, okay? And I got on it, and I was signing up. And then it sent me to the Google Internet, and it had me download a different app. Now I have two apps on my phone. One is the HHAE Exchange, and the other one is HHAE Exchange Plus.
No, it's the HHA, not the Plus. You have to delete the HHA Exchange.
Okay, so I have to delete that one. All right.
All right.
So when I go on this one, I'm clicking on it and it's doing nothing. Oh, wait, here we go. Okay. I got to sign up. Open an app store. I don't know why it's telling me to do that. See, when I hit sign up on the HH, without the thing, when I hit sign up, it's telling me to download the HHAE Exchange Plus.
No, you can ignore that. You can ignore that notification.
Okay, but then how do I sign up? I mean, I hit sign up and that's where it's taking me.
Click
on. There's no other way to hit sign up.
No, click on out of the notification.
I'm just going to remove the app and go through your link again because I am off that notification. When it comes to the page where it says log in or sign up, when I hit sign up, it takes me to the other app in my Google Play Store. So I'm going to go through what you sent me yesterday and download it again. Open. All right. Now, it has email, password, forget password, user ID, login. It says login, and down the bottom it has sign up. I hit sign up, and it says open App Store. I open App Store, and it takes me to that other app. So I don't understand. I can't just log in because I don't have login stuff. I didn't sign up yet. So I don't know what to do to sign up. I don't know how to. There's nothing else to push to help me sign up.
Yeah, if you sign up, you put the email and create the password.
Yeah, I know, but when I hit sign up, it's taking me to that other app in the App Store.
Okay, it's taking you to the EduCheck Plus.
Yeah, like I'm on the home page where it says email, password, forgot password, login, and then down the bottom it says sign up. When I hit sign up, it takes me to that other app in the App Store and wants me to download it.
Do I have to
sign up with the other app?
No, it's the one that I send you.
Every time I hit sign up, for me to sign up, it takes me to that other app in the App Store. It goes right to my App Store. I'm going to delete it and redo it again and see if that helps.
Okay.
Okay, now we got it. Okay, I got it now. It gave me an option to close that and cancel it. Now it sent me to signing up. Now I got it. I don't know why it wasn't doing that before, but deleting it, I guess it reset the app. I don't know. So I put my email address in, my password, confirm password, and I hit sign up, correct?
Correct.
All right. Sign up successful. You should receive an email shortly with further instructions on how to link to your agency.
Perfect.
So I got to go to my email.
Correct. The subject is sign up successful.
Okay, yep. It says open your mobile app, sign in with the username and password that you use during sign up, and click the icon in the top right-hand corner of the screen and select update profile to complete your profile and link to your agency. Okay.
Correct. Go back to the app, log in into the app.
Okay, it's got terms and conditions, accept terms. Click the icon. Okay, now I click the icon. It has update profile, mobile ID unavailable. But then below it, it says mobile device ID. It has a number. The ID number is this specific mobile device. Change password, privacy, user agreement, and end user license agreement, and log out.
Once you click on it, click on update profile.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. It will ask you for your first name, last for social security numbers,
gender, female, birth date.
I'm trying to walk. You can walk. You have no problem. You got four legs. I only got two. Well, you started, did you?
Why is it not letting me? When it's asking me for the birth date, I hit keep going to November, and it keeps going back to January 13th. Do I have to change the year first, I guess, maybe?
Your date of birth is 11/21/971.
Yeah. Now it's like, okay, I had to do the year first. I was trying to do the month first, and it wouldn't let me. It was kept taking me back to January 13th. I had to do the year first. All right, November 20th, 1971. Phone number 717-844-0702. Done. All right, and then create.
Correct. It will comes up like a code. Mobile ID number is.
Well, you know what? Underneath my last name, my name came up. My name comes up twice. Sharon, pal, pal. How do I change that? Let's see. I'm going to have to figure that out. It's not letting me click on it. How do I edit my name?
Your name?
Yeah, because on it, it says Sharon, and then pal, pal, instead of Sharon, pal.
Okay. We are.
Don't give me an option to. It's not letting me click on it to change it. Can you see that?
No, I'm not able to see. What are you doing?
No, like on user profile, I typed in Sharon and then typed in pal, but when I go back to where it goes, it says Sharon, and then last name pal, pal.
It's like duplicated.
Yeah. Customer user profile. Your user profile allows you to see your profile information. Sign up. How do I Link agency, fee schedule. Details, clock in and out, directions, patient info, care plan, notes, schedule visits, patients, I'm trying to see if it tells me how I can edit it, but it doesn't.
Clear.
You want black? Come on. Why it's not letting me click on it, seeing it. Okay, hold on. User profile. Even when I click on user profile, it doesn't give me the...
No, doesn't let you put the information.
No, it's not letting me change it. It doesn't give an option to edit.
Okay, so we get stuck in the last step because we're close. We are very, very close.
Well, see, can you just like delete the whole thing and have me redo it?
Not now. Let me ask to my...
And when I go back, after I do all that, and I go back to, like, where I was at, where it says click the icon, right, to update your profile, there's nothing there. You said it was supposed to see, like, a code or something?
Yes. Once you click on create, you know that you wrote your phone number, your email, and that information. Once you click on create, the 7-digit codes that I need comes up in the app. And that's it.
Did you get that? I didn't.
But to you. The code comes up to you in the app.
Yeah, I didn't see a code.
Okay, Ms. Powell, I will escalate it, so please be aware to your cell phone. We will be getting in touch with you later, okay? Have the mobile ID, the number, okay? So you can clock in now as soon as possible.
So I do what now?
No, as soon as possible when we have everything set up, okay?
But I can't clock in and out. It's not letting me get off this page.
Yes, once we get in touch with you later, we will have the mobile ID number, okay? So far, I will be sending you to your email the link for you to fill it out a timesheet for today so you can be paid, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Powell, I will get in touch with you later, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to you for your time. Bye now.
Bye-bye.